This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Fridays at this time are times we spend with Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, as well as the William Carey Bible Institute. Dr. Hammond, a warm good morning to you.
Good morning, Brad. How do we get to heaven? Donald Trump made comments recently about he hopes he's going to get to heaven. He hopes if he can achieve peace in the Middle East, he'll get to heaven. And when he was presenting Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, with the Medal of Freedom award, he said, Charlie's definitely in heaven. He said, I don't know if I'm going to get to heaven, but he's definitely there. And it's good to see world leaders talking about how do we get there. In fact, it was Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, who said, if he can get people to think about eternity for 15 minutes, he can lead them to the Lord. And we need to think about eternity. It's important. But how do we get to heaven? And here, President Donald Trump's trying to do some good things like bringing peace to the Middle East, which is a phenomenal goal and hold. But what a lot of good work being done by people who are thinking, maybe this will help me get to heaven. And yet we need to understand that salvation is a gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast. Now, of course, we are saved for good works, but we're not saved by good works. Good works is a fruit of salvation. It's not the root. The root of salvation is the grace of God alone. Nobody deserves salvation, and we see this in Ephesians 4. We are saved by God's grace alone, received by faith alone, because of the atonement of Christ, because of his blood shed on the cross of Calvary alone. Christ alone is the only way to salvation. He is the way, the truth, and life. We are lost. Jesus is the way. We are deceived. Jesus is the truth. We are dead in our trespasses and sins. Jesus Christ is the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So it's good that people are thinking about heaven. It's good that they're talking about heaven. And it's even good to be doing good works, like feeding the poor, trying to bring peace to the Middle East. Blessed are the peacemakers. But that will not get anyone to heaven. It is Christ and Christ alone that is the way of salvation. There was no other good enough to pay the price, Tim says. It's only he who could open the gates to heaven. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And so if we've got a friend who speaks like President Donald Trump is, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to heaven, I want to go to heaven, I hope if I do this, that I'll be on the right way to heaven. We need to let them know that actually not one of us can get to heaven by good works. There's no amount of religious ritual. When I speak to people on the streets about the way of salvation, you get all kinds of intriguing answers. So the one thing we find over and over again is people saying, I'm a good person. In fact, if you ask people, would you consider yourself to be a good person? Many people say, I'm a very good person. And then you need to start probing a bit more. Like, how many of the Ten Commandments, it appears, the average person, they can name all the players in certain rugby or soccer teams. They can name all kinds of different incidental things about Hollywood characters or beers, but they don't know the Ten Commandments generally. But most can remember things like don't lie and don't steal. And so we can ask the questions, have you ever lied? And most people admit, yes. If you ask, how many lies have you told in your life? Many people respond with uncountable, innumerable. Too many. And then you can say, have you ever stolen anything? No, but you've just admitted me you're a liar. Okay, once, long ago, when I was very, very small, just a small thing. Now, isn't that another lie? Yes, most people have to admit. And then you say, have you ever killed someone? Then you get a bit of relief. On the Cape Flats, I've had some people sometimes say, yes, I had to murder in order to become part of the gang or whatever. But most people are relieved when asked, have you ever committed murder? Because, phew, at last, there's one of the commands I haven't committed. And then you've got to point out, have you ever hated someone? Jesus said, if you hate someone, it's like committing murder in your heart. And when you ask if people commit adultery, all too many admit it. And then those who don't, you've got to say, but Jesus said, if you look with lust, it's committing adultery in your heart. And so after a while, it becomes clear that even if people have said, I'm a very good person, they've got to admit, but I've lied, stolen, because the amount that's stolen is not relevant, whether it's small or large. The fact is, if you're faithful in small and matters, you trust in large matters. If you're not faithful in small matters, you cannot be trusted in large ones. So it doesn't matter how small the theft is, or using telephone at work without permission, or running up accounts with things like that, putting things on the bill for the business when it should have been a personal expense, wasting time at work getting a full pay when you didn't do even 40% of the work, when you loafed and goofed, that's stealing as well. And there's so many ways in which we break God's commands. God is holy, God is perfect, and he says we must be perfect. So only perfect people get to heaven, which is a problem because no one is good except God alone. When you meet someone who says, I'm good, you can point out, but Jesus said, no one is good except God alone. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem. How can we get to heaven? Because not one of us is perfect. Not one of us have always kept God's law faithfully. And remember, God's law is not just not doing bad things. It's good things we come on to do too. To know the good we ought to do and to fail to do it is sin. In Matthew 25, our Lord Jesus describes the day of judgment in these words. You did not feed the starving. Mm. You did not give drink to the thirsty. You did not clothe the naked. You didn't visit those who were sick and in hospital. You didn't care for those who were imprisoned. You did not care. Depart from me, cursed in the lake of fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. So here in Matthew 25, our Lord Jesus describes sins in heaven, not so much the sins of commission, the bad things we've done, bad as they are, but the good things we failed to do. And so when you look at our lives, it's not that you can say, I did a few good deeds that hopefully outweigh the many bad deeds I've done. It's not that kind of competition. It's God demands perfection. We see this in Leviticus 19. Be holy, for I am holy, says the Lord. We are called to be perfect because we serve a perfect God, and all of us have failed. So how can sinful, wicked, depraved people like us get to heaven? Only by the grace of God alone. Salvation is by the blood of Christ. He lived the perfect life. He died the sinless death, the price that we need to pay. He died that we might live. He went to hell that we might be comforted. He suffered so that we can be justified, that we can be saved. And now, I think people confuse the two points of justification and sanctification. Justification is the past tense of salvation. We have been saved. It's a judicial message. It's we've been declared not guilty, just as if I'd never sinned. Justification. And that you can say past tense, I have been saved, because it's the present tense salvation. I am being saved. I'm being transformed day by day. And so this is being saved from the power of sin. But one day we will be glorified, which is we'll be saved even from the very presence of sin. And so salvation can be truly said to be past tense, present tense, and future tense. I have been saved. I am being saved. I will be saved. We mustn't confuse the daily sanctification battle where we seek to do good works, which is the fruit of salvation, with the root of salvation, which is the grace of God alone because of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross of Calvary alone. Talking like President Donald Trump, who's just achieved a phenomenal peace agreement and bless the sons of God. He is doing some of God's work on earth, as Robert F. Kennedy said recently. But that's not the basis of our reconciliation with the holy God. That's not the way we get to heaven. It may be fruit, not the way of salvation. So when we've got friends talking about how do we get to heaven, to the cross of Christ, to the blood of Christ shed on the cross of Calvary, because that is way anyone will get to heaven.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.